Superior Court Judge Richard Boner granted the city a temporary injunction against the Hidden Valley Kings. The injunction means the nearly two dozen individuals who police identified as being part of the gang are not allowed to associate with each other in public, unless it's an environment like a school or a church. They can also be arrested if they're suspected to be near someone carrying drugs or firearms. CMPD was allowed to get this injunction under a new state law passed last year. CMPD attorney Mark Newbold represented the city of Charlotte.
Older members of the gang are selling or distributing marijuana to the younger members, and through the interviews with some of the younger members of the gang, it's quite clear that several of them have pooled that money together to purchase firearms.
But alleged members of the Hidden Valley Kings say they're not members. In fact, they say, the gang doesn't even exist anymore, since the FBI arrested several leaders 6 years ago. After the court hearing, 24-year-old Wendell McCain says he admitted to being the leader of Icy Money, which is a record label for rap music.
I'm the leader of Icy Money. Yes, Icy I started Money. Icy Money. That's what I'm the leader of.
A record label.
But Hidden Valley Kings never been a part of Hidden Valley Kings.
Police use the two names, Hidden Valley Kings and Icy Money, interchangeably, and they say the label is a front for the gang. McCain's criminal record includes marijuana convictions in 2009 and 2012. Raul Pinto is a staff attorney at ACLU for North Carolina.
Very often, the recognition of gang membership is dependent upon appearance and signs and whatnot. And obviously, this could lead to racial profiling and other overbroad application of this type of injunction.
This injunction lasts 1 year. The city will have to go before a judge again to continue the injunction. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.